soldiers from the sky. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 7th day of January, Year of Our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I encourage all of you to please consider signing up for a gardening class. There are different places that will be held. Typically, your local junior college will have that. And there's other ways. Just check around your neighborhood and sign up for a gardening class. This is a time to learn about gardening. If you think you can go out without having done this before, plant a garden and feed your family. Well, by the third year, you'll be feeding about half of what your family needs. By the fifth year, you might be successful in providing enough food for your whole family. It's a ongoing education for people that are gardening, and you're not going to get it right the first year. You'll have some success, but very limited the first year. That's why taking a gardening class is so important. This is Monday. This is Firearms Monday. We have these discussions every Monday, talking with my friend Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, training, the gun culture, firearms legislation. If you have a question or comment concerning these matters, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing today? Did you have a good
holiday?
No
complaints. Yeah, I had a good holiday, and I got an update from your wife. You're hanging in there with those treatments, for want of a better word, that you're undergoing. And glad to have you with us.
We
always look forward to the firearms tip of the week. And what would that be this week, sir?
Oh, boy. Well, since...
I think we lost Jimmy. For whatever reason, he'll get back with us once he figures out he's off air. I was just thinking a moment ago where we would be if Hillary had been elected. As far as the gun culture is concerned, it would be wretched. The ammunition shelves at all the places that sell ammunition would be basically bare, except for shotgun ammunition. It seems like they always had plenty of shotgun ammunition, shotgun shells. What ammunition you could find online would be twice, if not three times, the normal value. High-capacity magazines would probably be banned by now nationwide for sales. And Jimmy, are you back, sir?
I am, sir. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty there.
Okay. Firearms tip of the week when we got disconnected. What would that be?
Okay, our firearms tip of the week is actually going to be a firearms tip of the year. Become an activist. Our show today is going to be playing catch-up. And, of course, any calls anybody's got, we'll cover that and everything else, but don't know if our listeners are aware of it or if you've been following it, but were you aware that bump stocks are banned nationwide?
I am, and I know I have one friend that owns a bump stock. He bought it as a novelty. I didn't need a novelty, so I never purchased one myself. Now, there's been similar devices around for, decades, at least 30 plus years, maybe 40 years, to simulate a full automatic fire with different types of devices. Those who are ignorant of firearms, what they can do, what they can't do, they're fearful of these relatively harmless novelties, aren't they, Jimmy?
No, actually, John, in my opinion, they're absolutely stupid.
Well, there you go.
And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be a little bit blunt because I've had several weeks for this to build and fume and fester. There are so many times during the week I wanted to call you, John, but I didn't because your other guests and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, our president is the most brilliant individual I have ever seen in my life because what I'm about to say, John, is probably going to take you off guard. But what he did with banning the bump stocks is absolutely priceless and brilliant. Because if you saw the clip where he said that he was encouraging the BATFE to go through with this, because evidently they've been hammering now, the Democrats and everything else have been hammering out for some time. And he said, go ahead and do it. Well, BATF took 157 pages to come up with the reasoning and the rationale to ban a bump stock. 157 pages. Now, in 157 pages, which I only printed off four, the only page that you have to have in the entire document to explain everything is page 5. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you got your pen and paper together. I'm going to give this number out many, many times today, 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol Switchboard, Washington, D.C. You dial into there. You can give them your zip code, and they'll connect you with your congressman or your senator. But I'm going to read you the one paragraph out of 157 pages, John, that explains the rationale and the reasoning and sets forth the precedent that the VATF is using to ban bump stocks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to this, and I welcome any comments that anybody's got. But before I get into this real hard and heavy, John, the reason I said our president is brilliant is his advisors sat down and explained to him why a bump stock is just a novelty. You put it absolutely perfectly. It's a novelty. And his people sat down, explained to him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him and goes, well, what's the deal here? And they explained to him where this is leading, because, ladies and gentlemen, it has absolutely nothing to do with the bump stock, especially when you read or you hear how they're justifying this. Our president knows, and he knew then, that the moment they did this, that the lawsuits were going to be filed. And they are, John. Right now, the last count that I made this morning at about 2 o'clock was that there are 57 lawsuits across the United States against the BATF. And every single one of them is taking the subject up, and they're individuals that have standing. Your friend can get in on this because he owns a bump stock. Have him research bump stock lawsuits, and since he owns one, he can sign on to the lawsuit because he has standing. I can't. I don't own one. You don't own one, but your friend can. And the more people we get to sign on to these, the better it's going to be, because our president knew that this was going to get thrown out, it was going to get appealed by the Dems, and it was going to go to the Supreme Court. And when the Supreme Court knocks this down, it's going to settle the gun confiscation legally in modern times to no end. And that's another reason that we have to stay on top of this. Now, what I'm going to read to you is the second paragraph on page 5 of 157 pages that the BATF put together justifying why bump stocks can be banned. The proposed to amend regulations at 27 CFR 447.11 and 478.11 and 479.11 to clarify, now this is their reasoning, John, to clarify that bump stock type devices are machine guns, as defined by the NFA and GCA, because such devices allow a shooter of a semi-automatic firearm to initiate a continuous firing cycle with a single pull of the trigger. Specifically, these devices convert an otherwise semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun by functioning as a self-acting or self-regulating mechanism that harnesses the recoil energy of the semi-automatic firearm into a manner that allows the trigger to reset and continue firing without additional physical manipulation of the trigger by the shooter. Last sentence. Hence, a semi-automatic firearm to which a bump stock type device is attached is able to produce automatic fire with a single pull of the trigger. A3FR at 13447-48. That's numbers to some of their documents. Now, John, I read that very, very slowly. Can you pick out the two instances that are a blatant lie?
Well, there has to be, you and I understand what we're talking about, and we have many listeners who
That's
do
why I'm
also,
doing this very, very slowly, so
and
people can
many
understand.
Don't. Okay, well, Well, let's get down to what the only thing that matters is the finger on the trigger, squeezing the trigger each time the firearm discharges? And the answer is yes.
And exactly. Now,
once you understand that and understand the law as to what a machine gun is and what a machine gun is not, for a machine gun, the operator does not have to pull the trigger a new motion each time. With these right. bump stock, there's a new motion on the trigger each time with the trigger finger. And
exactly.
Now it's a 10% of teapot. The reason you and I are having this discussion is because of that gentleman who was up in that hotel in Las Vegas and blasting away. Now, I know that any man or woman with proper training and no bump stock could have murdered more people with carefully aimed semi-automatic fire as opposed to the random shooting that took place in that hotel room that night.
Precisely.
And in fact, there was the birthday recently of Haya, Simo Haya, I may have got his name backwards, but the Finnish sniper in World War II. He used a Russian bolt-action rifle to shoot more than 500 Russian soldiers. Technology has been around since the 1890s. Pretty much identical to the common bolt-action deer rifle owned by several million Americans. More than 500 Russians killed in less than 500 days. The common bolt-action deer rifle is far more deadly in the hands of a trained, determined individual than these bump stocks. That's my
exactly.
reality.
Now,
how about you, Jimmy?
Okay, the point, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to make here, they contradicted themselves three times in one sentence, in one paragraph. Specifically, let me back up here. Allow a shooter, single pull of the trigger. Okay, now, they're saying that a automatic rifle is continuous fire with a single pull of the trigger. It is. The hammer never resets to the sear. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have an AR or a 10/22 or a Remington 1100 shotgun or a Mark II target pistol, when you fire in semi-automatic form, you fire around, the bolt comes back, resets the trigger to the sear, the hammer to the sear on the trigger. The bolt goes forward, puts the round in the chamber, closes the chamber, locks down, and that hammer is held back until you pull the trigger again. In a fully automatic weapon, it has what is known as an auto sear. The purpose of it is to simply hold the hammer back for the first round. Once you pull the trigger, the sear is held down. The bolt comes back, comes forward, and it's actually producing what is known as a slam fire. When the bolt comes forward, the inertia and the spring behind the firing pin force it forward. It fires the next round. It opens, it ejects that round, picks up the next one, slams forward, and the whole time your finger is in one position, holding the trigger down. Your finger does not move. And
hold
our first break.
Hold that thought. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of January. The name of that Finnish sniper was Simo Heha, who had over 500 confirmed kills during World War II on behalf of his country, Finland. Well, Jimmy, these lawsuits, what do you believe the outcome of all these 50-plus lawsuits is going to be, sir?
Well, that's the beauty of it, because it has absolutely nothing to do with the bump stock, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll get into that in just a moment. And it's the reason why I'm focusing, John, on this definition thing. What they've done, ladies and gentlemen, is the NFA was passed by Congress. What the deep state BATF has done has gone in and redefined a machine gun that was set forth by Congress. Congress defined it, and they used engineers and people that understood the typical application and the simplest wording to put it forth to make it into law. The NFA is a law, ladies and gentlemen. What the BATF has done is they are changing the definition in the law, which they cannot do. They are to make this ruling and make their suggestion, everything. It's supposed to go to Congress. Congress takes and looks at the existing law, looks at this, goes in, makes a change, and votes on it. That's how this is supposed to happen. What they have done, John, is and that's why I'm saying our president is brilliant. His people explained all this to him, and he goes, okay, let's go let them shoot themselves in the foot, because this is very important, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to get very upset where this, what the real reason of this is. Going back to the machine gun, it is a continuous rate of fire with a single depression of the trigger. Okay. Now, in their own definition here, John, if you caught it, they actually nullified their previous statement when they made the statement fourth sentence down. Semi-automatic, the self-firing, self-regulating, to harness the recoil energy of a semi-automatic firearm into a manner that allows the trigger to reset and continue firing without additional physical manipulation of the trigger by the shooter. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, fully automatic weapon does not reset. It's depending upon the weight of the bolt, the firing pin and the springs, and the inertia action of everything that's operating to make a machine gun a machine gun. If you look at the videos, there's a very, very good one on YouTube, John. It's a side view close-up, and you see the bump stock moving. The person's finger is resting on the bump stock itself, and because it's moving back and forth, ladies and gentlemen, it pulls the trigger each time. So you back up, and their first lie is a single manipulation of the trigger. Well, a bump stock is multiple manipulations of the trigger. And then they go down and they make the statement of trigger reset. Well, the automatic does not reset. Semi-automatic does. Now, the reason I'm dwelling on this so much, John, is, ladies and gentlemen, what they have done is they have appraised the best way for a full firearms ban. In the definition, John, if I take a rubber band and my belt loop, I can simulate fully automatic fire. I can actually simulate a bump stock, ladies and gentlemen, without a bump stock. And if you think about what I just said, John, a rubber band and my belt loop, you just figured out how to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, in order for a bump stock to function, you have to have a firm grip on the forearm, and you have to pull forward. That's it. If you take and lay a rifle with a bump stock on it on a table, pointed downrange safely, and you pull that trigger, it's going to fire one round, and it's going to lay there. You're going to let your finger off, you're going to pull that trigger again, and it's going to fire one round with that bump stock on it. You pick it up, hold it like you're supposed to, put forward pressure on the firearm, and the recoil action works as a spring or a rubber band, and it's bouncing back and forth, i.e. bumping the trigger, and you're simulating fully automatic fire. Now, John, they contradicted themselves twice.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of January. My website is back up and running full speed. If you haven't seen it for the past 10 days, well, you haven't seen it. On my homepage, scroll down the middle. You'll see embedded videos that you may find informative and or entertaining. Well, we got Chuck Connors back up. It's relevant to our today's discussion. Chuck Connors, who played the role of the Rifleman in the wildly popular TV series titled The Rifleman back in the late 1950s, early 1960s, where he shoots a 1892 Winchester lever-action rifle. I believe it's 12 times in 4 seconds, which is relevant to our conversation. It was the introduction to the TV show that played every week that many, if not most, young American men my age were watching every week. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. I just got an order this morning for a mattress pad. I'm shipping an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to Australia in a couple of days. Ship these all over the planet. I've been doing so for years, helping people get their life back. If you got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. Get your life back. What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, something your medical doctor is highly unlikely to do. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is there also at my website. And I got a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I'm also looking to hire part-time marketing people. This is a paid position. There's details at my website. Contact me. I'll get back with you and let you know what the deal is. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. My article I wrote, Jimmy, I hope you've read it, Emotions versus Logic. The majority of the anti-gun people are driven by their arguments, I should say. Their beliefs are based on emotion and have little, if anything, to do with logic, do they, Jimmy?
No, sir, they don't. And then, in fact, that is why, ladies and gentlemen, that this bump stock ban is going to fail, and it's going to fail miserably as long as we do our part. And our part's going to be interesting, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll explain that later on. This entire document that they wrote, 157 pages, ladies and gentlemen, it goes through, and it's trying, John, in 156 pages to justify the statements on page 5. That's the entire, ladies and gentlemen, thank goodness.
Rationalize
yes.
Is what they're doing. Right.
I'm glad you guys had a great holiday, because I actually spent 2 days, John, reading 157 pages a couple of times. And the only thing that they do after page 5 is rationalize page 5. What makes this dangerous, ladies and gentlemen? They are actually making, John, the bump stock the firearm. The way this 157 pages is worded, ladies and gentlemen, John's friend, when this goes into effect, I believe March 1st, and it's not going to go into effect, but John's friend will become a criminal even with the bump stock in its original packaging with the cellophane around it. Never been opened. He will be a felon, subject to about a $15,000 fine, prison time, everything else for the simple fact of owning it. Number two, there is no grandfather clause, John, in here anywhere. None. It is the first, I've also spent a lot of time talking to both via email and on the phone with attorneys that fight these types of cases. And what this document has done, John, is make the bump stock a firearm all by itself. Doesn't even have to have gun attached to it. It makes itself a firearm. Ladies and gentlemen, without a barrel, receiver, trigger, or anything else, that piece of plastic in the box, never been opened, makes the owner of it a felon. Now, that's not just bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, I'm not worried about that. The definition in 157 pages, John, reiterated several times. Since the bump stock is the actual firearm, the fact of the matter is, the way this is written, by owning a semi-automatic firearm and not owning a bump stock, you still have a machine gun. Because you don't need the bump stock, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, a belt loop and a rubber band. And you can do the exact same thing and actually probably do it quite more efficiently. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a bump stock ban. This is a firearms ban, because once this goes into effect, Congress, by allowing BATF to do their job and define a machine gun. They can turn around, and the next president that comes into office that is a liberal Democrat then call for the confiscation of any semi-automatic weapon. Handgun, rifle, shotgun, rapid-fire crossbow, slingshot, I don't care. This is a firearms ban, John.
You mentioned something clothing. I never heard of here, Jimmy. What is, I never heard of a rapid-fire crossbow. What is that?
Actually, it goes back to Roman times. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking 2,000-plus years. Rapid-fire crossbow, you're familiar with the cocking mechanisms that are on some crossbows, John?
Yes, I own it.
Where you actually...
I have Excalibur, but go ahead.
Okay, Excalibur, I'm very familiar with it. My first crossbow, actually. Rapid-fire is that in the cocking mechanism of it, above, just like in a Gatling gun, is a tray that your bolts are in. And once the string pulls all the way back, it allows the bolt to drop down onto the rails, and all the shooter has to do is to align it and pull it back under the pin. He doesn't have to manually handle another bolt to put it in there.
Okay.
So, think of a Gatling gun and gravity feed. That's what a rapid-fire crossbow is. The only reason I know about it is my friend Hans, back in the Coast Guard, had a poster of one, and actually looks like a Da Vinci drawing, of one of these things up on his locker. And it was one of those things everybody had to stop and, you know how the military is, John. Everybody's right. Got to stop and take a look at it. So, but ladies and gentlemen, what this does, and let me explain this. By issuing this rule, and it's a rule, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a law. They have taken a rule and changed a law. You cannot do that. It not only ignores all of the physics and the mechanics of how a machine gun works, and applies that same logic, illogically, to a semi-automatic, to your 10/22, to your Marlin 77, I don't care. It makes it a machine gun. It's the most faulty logic I've ever seen in my life, John. And let's think about this one more time, ladies and gentlemen. A machine gun fires numerous rounds with a single pull of a trigger. A semi-automatic fires one round with one pull of the trigger. What a bump stock does is it manipulates your trigger finger to increase the rate of fire of a semi-automatic rifle. And John, I really wish we could use the intro to the Rifleman as my bumper music coming back, because Chuck Connors in that sequence, ladies and gentlemen, with a lever action Winchester puts more rounds down range than you can with a bump stock. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the perfect gun confiscation bill, John, and it's not even a bill. When it is defeated, and this is where I say that our president is a genius. Ladies and gentlemen, I got so mad when I heard on the news that President Trump had authorized the ban of bump stocks. I was fuming. Unfortunately, we were driving, John. My wife was in the passenger seat. And you can imagine what the conversation was like for about the next 5 minutes.
I bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trump, by doing this, knows that this thing is as illegal as can be. And when it goes through the court system, it's going to lose. Now, when I said to become an activist, ladies and gentlemen, this is where I need your help. John needs your help. Everybody needs our help. Find these, and I've already found the one in Washington State. I'll try to have that next week, John, or email it to you. But they've got a GoFundMe page, and I gave them $20. That was my Christmas present to myself, is to fight this and to fight for you. Ladies and gentlemen, look up these organizations. Research them first. Don't just pick one out. Look at who the plaintiff is. The person that is bringing the lawsuit has to own a bump stock. I can go down and file a lawsuit right now because I was thinking about buying a bump stock, and it'll get thrown out because I don't have standing. It does not affect me. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we become activists. We spread the word first off. We let our friends, our families know. If anybody wants a copy of my documentation on this, go to DesertEagleShooters.com. On the top bar where it says About Us, you can go up there and you can find my email address, my mailing address. If you don't do internet, write me a note. I'll make a copy of it, and I'll physically mail it to you. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to stand up. We have to educate ourselves on this one because this is the perfect sheep, John. This is the perfect wolf in sheep's clothing. Everybody I have told that this is a firearms ban has laughed at me until they looked at the documentation. They look at page 5, they understand what they did, and now they understand. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I was very slow and meticulous in reading that paragraph. I want you to understand how they've done this. Now, we pick out the court case. Maybe you pick out a couple of them. And you support them any way you can. You spread the word. You get other people to give them $5. You know as well as I do, the better lawyers you have and the more money you got when you go into court, the better chances are you're going to win. This isn't them winning, ladies and gentlemen. This is you winning. This is me winning. This is our future. Our grandchildren's future is riding on this stupid bump stock. That's the way I see it, John. That's the exact way I see it.
Well, yes. Jimmy, this is important.
Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, here's what you need to do. First of all, you get more bang for your buck if you're affiliated with large organizations, like, especially the Gun Owners of America. Another group would be the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I'm not on board with the NRA on everything they do, but being a member there is important as well. And they're all worthy of your monetary support and your membership. Locally, wherever you live, there's probably going to be a gun club within a reasonable drive, some sort of gun club, where there's different parts of the gun culture exercising their Second Amendment rights in rifle, pistol, shotgun competitions and sight-ins and events of that nature. There's almost all the 50 states, as far as I know, have a state version of a pro-Second Amendment group. Determine what that group is and join it.
Yes, sir.
Being an individual, writing and calling congressmen and senators is important on one hand. On the other, large groups of people banding together can have more impact. So I suggest people do both. How about you, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. 100%. Now, on that same note, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a past president and up until the last few years, and it's mainly because of neglect, past president of New Mexico Wildlife Federation, and that got quite political in an offshoot way for quite some time and has come back to its senses. I'm a member of New Mexico Trappers Association. Used to be a member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, just as a supporting member. What's this got to do with everything, ladies and gentlemen? Well, New Mexico trappers don't really see themselves in the gun culture as a lot of the gun culture does. They don't run three gun typically. They don't go out and shoot skeet. They trap. I trap. We trap. Once I sat down and started discussing this with our district representative, and he was up for it to begin with when I first explained it to him and got him the information. And as we discussed it, he understood why I was making a point to him, and then I was going to talk to Luis, our New Mexico Trappers president. I'm working on an article to get it into the newsletter about this and the importance of it, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to affect everybody. I don't care if you're a member of Bassmasters. I know about 90% of the guys down here that are bass fishermen and semi, well, let's say tournament fishermen. Every single one of them carries either a Snake Charmer 410 or some other type of shotgun or protection in their boat. For the simple fact is, if you're fishing up under the trees, it's not uncommon for a snake to drop in your boat. And of course, shooting in a boat takes a little bit of forethought, John.
Yeah, otherwise you can end up with a leaky boat. Here's our break. Stay tuned with the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that...
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of January, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue this discussion. It's very important for people to be politically active in the Second Amendment matters. It really is. It's not optional. We're preserving our heritage for our children and grandchildren, aren't we, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. And the best the best accolade, I guess, is the way a friend of mine put it that I used, is where we go one, we go all. We've got to make this an all of us fight, ladies and gentlemen. And get with your local gun clubs, even if you're not a member. Get them this information. Like I said, contact me. I will email you a PDF format of it. My notes, everything else that you can use them freely, spread them widely. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get everybody organized on this together. We support the lawsuits first. Then when it becomes common knowledge and our senators and congressmen start talking about this, we sit there and we're ready, primed, and can take them on and explain to them how stupid they are. And I want to use that word, stupid. They know this is wrong, so they're doing it anyway. If they're ignorant, they don't know that it's against the law, and they're going along with what they're being told instead of researching it. Well, they're not ignorant. They're stupid. And we've got to fight this, and we've got to fight it all hands on deck. Ladies and gentlemen, what they have done is they have classified a piece of plastic without a barrel, receiver, chamber, or anything else as a firearm. And this is an exact 180 degree from the statement that the director of BATF made about bump stocks 3 years ago. And next hour I may get into that and cover it, but there's several other legislative things, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got to cover today that you don't know happened while we slept. And I just said, we slept. I wrap myself up in this. I don't point my finger at any one individual, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't point it at one group. I'm not pointing it at our listeners saying, you did this. What I'm pointing out to our listeners is, John, that I did this. It's my fault. I slept through it. And because I slept through it, I wasn't aware of it to talk about it on this show with John, ladies and gentlemen. Or I wasn't aware of it to sit there and go to New Mexico Trappers and say, hey, guys, have you seen this? We need to get on this because it affects everybody. And
hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got a break. Top hour break. We'll be right back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.